Moberly Spartan Basketball is on AM 1230 Quix. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, stay tuned for exciting play-by-play on your sports leader and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for Spartan Basketball on Quix.
Ahead of a matchup with Moberly in the Consolation Championship here at the Macon Tournament. This has to be the most in-depth scouting report ever. You've been waiting for like a month for this one, right?
I know. It's funny. My assistant coach was telling me last night that Bessel, the Moberly coach, said that it was the Macon Moberly Tournament. Macon Centralia Moberly. Right. So, yeah, it's just been – it's crazy. You started a conference, and now we're turning around, and we're going back to a tournament. So the girls are just kind of on a whim right now.
Quick turnaround for your girls. You beat South Shelby last night. What'd you see out of them?
South Shelby's a good team. They had one of their best players out last night. Obviously unfortunate for her in the middle of the season like this. But that also helped us a little bit. It gave our big kids inside a chance to have some success.
We're talking to Becca Schemmer pregame ahead of a matchup with Moberly. You've seen Moberly the last couple of years at the Holiday Shootout. What's the scouting report on them?
You know, they're a big team, and we struggle with big teams, and that's obviously something that we're going to have to work past today. We're notorious for getting into foul trouble and losing our big kids, so that's obviously one thing that we're really going to have to work on is moving our feet and not fouling today.
And how much will you have to rely on your bench with a quick turnaround like this?
I don't know, really. I obviously I'm not afraid to go to my bench if need be, but I think that we'll have production from the bench if we have to go there.
Centralia Coach Becca Schemmer, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
We're finally here. Yeah, it's kind of been a little long process, and played some in Moberly. We're here back in Macon, so most anticipated consolation championship game of all time.
I agree. I think they're just keeping us a long float here since the boys are playing for the title.
Ladies Spartans head coach Tony Vestal with us pregame. How are you and the girls feeling after the quick turnaround last night?
Good. I mean, obviously it's a little easier to hop back on the floor after how we played last night. And hopefully we can kind of feed a little bit off how we played last night and kind of keep that going.
Kind of looking more broad picture right now. For all the injuries you've had over the course of the last month or two, how nice is it to be playing the way you are right now and sitting 10-6 overall?
Agree. You know, and we said this when all this happened, you know, hopefully that we're growing a little bit from this and we've got some players that developed and got to play some big-time minutes for us. And hopefully it kind of carried over and kind of feed off that towards the end of the season.
You're familiar with Centralia from the last couple of Holiday Shootouts. What's the scouting report on the Lady Panthers?
Yeah, Coach Schemmer does a good job. She, you know, her girls play really hard for her. You know, they kind of gave us some fits. They play a tough man-to-man. You don't see a ton of man-to-man anymore. I feel like they do a nice job with that. She'll mix it up with some 2-3. And their kids are just tough, and they like to compete.
We appreciate your time pregame. We'll talk to you at halftime of the boys' game.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Welcome to Macon Tournament Day, whatever we're on right now, Stuart. It's been a long-awaited final day of the Macon Tournament, that is for sure.
I think we're going on a month now, I think. Something
like that.
It's good to be here. Got some overly Centralia games going.
And we're underway in the girls' consolation one as Centralia wins the opening tap left to right at Macon High School. Lob into the block. Too strong. Saved in bounds, though. Possession remains with the Lady Panthers right off the jump. Near wing jump shot left rim for Dickerson. And Mobilia rebound. Lady Spartans into the front court at 10-6 on the year. Defeated Fulton last night 64-31. Left block Oliver. Dumps middle. Short shot Boffman. Rattles out. Rebound knocked away a few times. Centralia wins it.
That was a good offensive first set for Mobley. Had a wide open lane across the middle. Just didn't quite go down.
These teams met in the holiday shootout in 2017 and 18. Last year, they also met in a semifinal here at Macon as a short shot missed left side for Hunter. Mobley rebound. Boffman into the front court. May have double dribbled, but possession stays Lady Spartans. Flood near side. Jump shot good.
And that's a good sign for Mobley. Sydney Flood's first shot goes down. It's key for her to get going in this game.
She had 21 last night, a game high against Fulton. 2-0 Mobley, minute 15 play. Near side, Dickerson lobs, right block layup, Hunter, great ball movement.
Yeah, they see a couple screens, and Claire Hunter just drove right down the lane. Dickerson found her for the layup.
And a near side, 3-2 strong, Billington, and a foul called on the rebound, tied at 2, 6:22 first quarter. That goes on Boffman, her first. Centralia 9-7. Defeated South Shelby 49-32 last night. Left side, Bostic, her first touch. An all-conference pitcher for the powerhouse Lady Panthers. Left block, Mary-Kate Bennett bobbles, turnover. Outlet far side, Payne. Fires left block, Billington layup hacked, and a foul call, free throws ahead. Mary-Kate Bennett with a hard swipe there at the face of Billington, who goes to the line. And Billington's first free throw, good. Did you ever play in this gym, Stuart, or is it too new for you?
No, I have played in this multiple times.
It's a nice gym. Billington swishes the second. So you're saying you know a little something about that Centralia-Macon rivalry?
Yes, I do, being from Centralia.
Left side, turnover. Payne a steal. 2-on-3. And a foul call. Payne took a bump on the far side of the floor. And it came from Hunter. Becca Schemmer, not so nonchalantly, noted in the pregame that her bigs are notorious for foul trouble, and already a couple have won.
Yeah, and this is key for them to stay in because Mobley isn't small either. They like to play big as well. So it'll be key for Centralia's girls to stay in this game.
And Billington drains a right corner three. 7-2, Mobley 5.5 first quarter. Right block Simpkins, reverse layup. Doesn't touch rim, tipped around. Rebound Simpkins, stays Centralia, and a foul call.
And just like that, Hunter was down there being one of their bigs, got that offensive board, and handed it off to Simpkins, who got drew the foul.
That's on Payne, her first. Inbound left corner, Simpkins. Flood on her. Simpkins over the shoulder, blocked. Flood off the bottom of the rim. Loose baseline, out of bounds, possession of Mobley.
That was good defense by Flood. Just kept her hands straight up, and her being a taller defender just blocked it, just standing there.
Mobley inbounds right to left. In the home whites, blue numbers, red trim. Flood throws near corner. Payne contested triple. Got it. That is a huge shot. She has really struggled from the perimeter at 3-for-24 on the year. Now 4-for-25. 10-2, Mobley, 3 minutes played. Left block, layup waved off on a foul.
Yeah, and Tony Vessel's wanting trouble on that one. I think she got bumped, took a couple steps, but they stopped and called a foul first.
On Flood. 10-2, Mobley, 3 minutes played. Inbound up top, Hunter snatches. Barrels on Oliver, who fouls. Baseline inbound for Finley in Centralia. Hunter cuts left block. Instead pops it near side. Simpkins holds right hip. Rifles middle. Finley catching a shoot. Three back rim. High rebound. Oliver Mobley possession. Flood trots front court. Accelerates near side. Slows near corner. Zips up top. Payne right side. Lobs right corner. Three Billington short. Offensive rebound Oliver. Loose in the near corner. Centralia ball. For 21st quarter, 10-2 Mobley. Centralia possession left to right. Left wing Bostic. Centralia the road blacks. Gray numbers. Left corner Bostic. Whips it up top. Finley drives. Offensive foul.
Yeah, she dropped her shoulder right there trying to drive, and Sydney Flood just drew that foul. And that was key for her, actually, because that would have been too quick early if they didn't call it that way. So good defense by her, though, nonetheless. Centralia on defense. So far, Mary Billington has had a couple wide-open threes, and she's hit one of them. So it'll be key for to keep Sid Flood and Mary Billington in check for Centralia tonight.
Billington and Flood in the backcourt right now. Koenig checks in, as does Sydney Martin. Payne and Oliver to the bench of the Lady Spartans. Martin catches right corner. Over the head, deep right wing. Mobley resets. 3:45 first quarter. Near side jumper. Flood rattles in. Twelve two Mobley, 3:35 first quarter. Chris Hyman absorbs a foul on the far side. That's the second on Boffman. She's out. Oliver in. Bennett up top, drives, kicks out. Near side triple Simpkins. Well left. Out of bounds baseline. Mobley ball. Centralia a little sluggish early, Stewart.
Yeah, and they've played a couple games here in a row now. And so it'll just be key just to stay composed and run their offense is really what they need to do.
Mobley into the front court. Billington slashes middle, kicks out. Near corner Flood thought about three, bounce pass left block. Oliver, she resets. Right side runner Koenig is swatted, but a foul. And that's free throws.
That was a really good job there by Oliver there to catch it down low and to pass it out. A lot of times, whenever you catch it down low, sometimes they want to force it. And this time she did not. She turned, had a double team, kicked it out, and Canning drove right down the lane to draw the foul.
And she missed the first. Second one, though, is true. 13-2 Mobley, 3 minutes first quarter. Centralia into the front court. Dickerson accelerates, left block, layup through.
That'll be big for them just to drive, run their offense. I mean, all she did was got a screen, drove left, went around it, had a wide open layup. Good execution by Centralia on offense.
Cuts the deficit to 13-4, 2:40 first quarter. Right wing three, Billington, back rim, high bounce, tie up. And do we have a foul on Mobley?
Too early on Oliver as well. So
and
right now
two
it's,
on Boffman.
It's Mobley's bigs that are in foul trouble so far. Forcing Mobley to go a little bit smaller.
Audrey Gaines checks in. Oliver out.
Both teams are actually running a little bit smaller lineup right now.
Centralia in the front court. 13-4 at trails, 2:30 first quarter. Left side, Hyman spins a runner up off glass and in.
We're one of the shortest players on the court. That was a really nice post move, going to her left and just putting a little hook shot off the bank.
If she gains a foot, maybe they'll move her inside. Up top, Flood for Mobley. 13-6 hit leads, 2 minutes first quarter. Bounce pass middle, kick out. into the left block. Gaines, hands off, layup, Martin, front rim, rebound Centralia.
Really good offensive execution there for Mobley. They just didn't quite get that layup to fall.
Mobley in a man-to-man defensively. Into the middle, Simpkins. Twirls, fade away, right rim. Rebound, Billington. The all-conference softball infielder dashes into the front court. Flips right side. Koenig launches a three, swish. And Becca Schemmer very angrily yells timeout as her Lady Panthers trail 16-6, minute 24, first quarter on KWIX AM and FM Mobley.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Centralia trails out of the Becca Schemmer timeout. Minute 20, first quarter. Left side layup, Crum front rim. Rebound stays Centralia. Left side three, Sipkins drills it.
One of the best shots of basketball. Offensive rebound, kick out for a wide open three. And then a silly foul about 40 feet from the basket by Simpkins. She knew it as soon as it happened, too. That's two on her.
And they can't afford to be without her. Simpkins, their top scorer at 12 points per game. But she's on the bench now. Right wing Payne, one hands it right wing. Back up top, Billington and Payne knock it off of each other. That results in a turnover. Bostic near side. Trapped, rolls it near wing Melagrito, who saves it inbounds right to Moberly. Billington crosses over. Rainbows it near side. Flood drives, kick out. Payne couldn't catch it out of bounds right wing. She thought about pulling into the three before she caught the basketball.
Yeah, that's exactly what she was trying to do. You're going to catch it. Already had it right there on her left side. Just went right through her hands.
So Centralia into the front court, down 16-9 first quarter, 25 seconds. Bostic left block, draws a foul on Flood. That's two on her.
She read that right, too, got around the screen. She just didn't quite get there in time. She knew exactly what was happening. As I think Tony Vessel was even calling it out. He really does his homework on his opponents. Even though I guess he's had about a month to scout this team. But so that is two fouls each so far here in the first quarter on all three of Mobley's bigs.
In some ways, is Bostic at the line for a one-and-one, too strong. Offensive rebound, but out of bounds. Dickerson couldn't quite catch up. In some ways, the fatigue actually makes you more foul-prone.
Absolutely. Not moving your feet quite as much because you're tired. So we'll see how it plays out so far.
12 seconds first quarter. Mobley leads 16-9. Billington, right elbow jump shot. In and out. Rebound Centralia with 5, 4, 3. Dickerson from 25. Can't bank it in. 16-9. Mobley after a quarter on Quicks.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company. Capital Paving and Construction with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Mobley after a quarter. Stuart, your first quarter thoughts.
So far, I think Centralia has ran their offense pretty well. Only, I mean, they have 9 points so far. But the key for Centralia is actually that they have all three of Mobley's bigs with two fouls. And actually, Sid Flood is actually starting the second quarter. Oliver and Boffman are on the bench. But it'll be key to see if they attack them and what Becker Schimmer told them to do in the huddle.
Mobley possession to open the quarter. Up top, Billington. Near wing, Payne. Knives middle. And a foul called. That's six on Centralia.
And on the other side, it'll be key to see what Tony Vestal told her girls, or his girls, as what to play, how to play on defense.
Right now, though, they're in the front court on offense. Right wing, Payne. Swing near side. Koenig delivers far side. Centralia employs some traps and a foul call. That's a 1-1.
Both teams shooting a 1-1 for the last 7 minutes and 30 seconds of this first half.
Fun. That's on Hyman, her first. So Payne to the stripe. Just 8 for 23 at the line this year. She did hit an early three, though. And her free throw sinks.
That's one way to get your stroke back on pace, is just to keep hitting at the free throw line.
Mobley defeated Fulton last night, 64-31, after a win at Mexico earlier in the week, 32-31. Payne second. Left rim, tipped up, rebound Centralia. Boffman almost went over the back for a third foul.
Yeah, she's got to be careful. She's key to this game as well, being one of the bigs and being almost a head taller than anybody else on Centralia.
Yeah, this is a tiny Centralia team. Bounce pass left block, too strong, out of bounds. But Boffman tipped it out, stays Centralia with a 17-9 deficit, 7-13 first half. Inbound left corner, Melegrito. Hoists a three, swish.
We got a couple lefties here that are draining threes so far today for these two teams.
Payne being the other for Moberly. 17-12 Moberly, minute into the second. Up top, Payne. Knives, right block, runner too strong, tipped up, rebound Centralia. Hyman into the front court. Long black sleeve, stops near wing, chest pass up top. Dickerson hands off back for Hyman, who pitches middle. Hunter over the shoulder, switch.
And that'll be key for Centralia. Go right at Boffman if she's in early so far. Claire Hunter with a good move over her left shoulder.
Tipped and taken. Centralia ball. Dickerson zigzags. Right block. Layup front rim. Tipped. Tie up. And a jump ball.
Dickerson actually got her own rebound on the layup there. And Mobley girl was there as well. So tie up. Stays with Centralia.
You can tell how well coached these Centralia girls are. They're running some pretty in-depth sets here, and they're really small. It's not exactly the type of team that opens your eyes when they walk into the gym, as Hunter misses left rim out of bounds baseline, but they've stayed Centralia. They've been really organized so far.
At the end of these plays that they're executing too, and they're not, I mean, Mobley's actually playing defense pretty well too. It's just the execution from Centralia is just a little bit better so far on their inbounds plays.
Melegrito, another three. This one strong. Rebound Mobley. And a foul called in the backcourt, 80 feet from the hoop, and that'll draw free throws.
Yeah, it was a little loose as Billington was getting it, so I think Centralia tried to fall on the floor for it, but couldn't quite get it before, actually, excuse me, Payne is the one that drew that foul. It's Keeve also for Centralia on this short little 5-1 run. Is that they've switched to a 2-3 zone now on defense.
Payne's 1-1, doesn't touch rim. It's So that violation makes it Centralia ball, 17-14. It trails 2 minutes into the second. Hyman near side, Boffman very nearly again had a third foul instead. Right block layup, Bennett too easy. And Vestal just yelled, get Boffman out. So she'll be coming out, but we have a turnover first. Melagrito left block, layup bottom of the rim, but a foul called on Koenig.
Yeah, just Mobley's just playing a little sloppy right now. They had a gave up a wide open layup there and then went down low and just turned over the ball on the other side. Melagrito sees if she can put Centralia up on top for the first time.
30-second timeout. No surprise from Mobley. 5:47 first half, 17-16. Mobley leads with a 30-second timeout.
Side and Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Free throws for Australia out of the timeout for Melagrito. What have you seen out of Centralia to get back in this one as Melagrito heads to the line for a couple?
Just kind of like we've talked about, the execution so far that they've had on offense. Becca Schimmer has ran really well. Melagrito actually doesn't quite hit rim on that one. The offensive sets that Centralia has ran against this defense has been great, and also the fact that Mobley's been in foul trouble early, so they can't quite play as tough as they want to. Melagrito hits the second one to tie it up to 17.
With 5:46 to play in the first half, Mobley possession. Right wing Payne enters middle, kick out, right corner three, Billington, got it.
And that'll be key for Mobley and Billington right there. Centralia's playing a 2-3 zone, put it in the middle, kick it out, wide open three.
Billington is 8 after she scored 20 a night ago. 20-17, Mobley. 5:20, first half. Left side runner misses. Offensive board Hunter. Her follow short. Rebound Mobley with Koenig. Mobley into the front court. Right side Billington. Runner rattles in.
It looked like that 30-second timeout might have helped Mobley a little bit to get in gear and on a little short little 5-0 run.
5-0 run over 30 seconds, 22-17. Mobley leads. Left block layup, Hunter. Left rim, rebound Payne. Mobley ball, 4:50 first half, up 5. Straight away Payne. Lobs near side, Koenig. Cross court, Billington, another 3. No. Long rebound, Melagrito. Did she travel on the board? She did.
Yeah, that 2-3 zone, Mobley is really starting to get it moving now. And Koenig just did a skip pass all the way over to Billington. I don't think there's anybody within 5-10 feet of her. She just couldn't quite get that one to fall.
So Mobley inbounds, right to left, 22-17. It leads 4:30 first half. Consolation championship at the Macon tournament. Or as Tony Vestal would say, the Macon Mobley Centralia tournament. Painter with the runner short. Offensive rebound saved. Mobley throws it right to Melagrito. Left block, layup good.
That was one of those, what do you do? Payne threw it from the end line all the way out to midcourt. Billington tried to save it, but Melagrito was right there and had a wide open fast break layup.
22-19, Mobley leads. Middle of the second. Pass high for Billington, but she touches it with the right hand, keeps it to herself. Right wing Payne on the Black Tigerettes lettering. Near wing Koenig. Cross court for Payne. Into the right block, Oliver. Throws middle. Jumper for Billington. Right rim. Rebound Centralia. 22-19.
Sorry about that. Oliver caught that right on the block and turned around and faced her defender, and nobody was there. For some reason, she didn't shoot it and pass it back out.
Yeah, she wasn't really looking to score there. We have a foul, and that means more free throws.
And with a zone, that's really what you want to do. You want to look to score down low. And that doesn't mean you want to force it every time, because that is obviously not what you want as well with the shooters that you got with Mobley. But Oliver caught it, turned, and didn't quite know what to do with it. So she just passed it back out. She's got to look to score here early in this game.
Free throw from Allegrito. Spirals out. Tipped up. Rebound Moberly. And good call pointing out the zone, Stewart. Centralia is actually very known for being a man-to-man team, but right now causing some problems. Right on cue, a turnover. And, you know, some people would hate to admit this, but playing zone does help stamina a little bit, too.
It does, and I think that might be why Becca Schimmer saw that her girls were kind of being a little sluggish. She's like, well, let's go to a 2-3 zone and see if we can switch it up. Centralia not being known for it. Moberly might not know what they're doing right now.
When you play your 40-year-old man pickup games, you're always a proponent of the zone defense.
Absolutely.
Right?
I'm more of a – well, we play man more of a switch kind of
oh,
game. We
yeah,
switch
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, there you go. Turnover on the other end as it gets kicked into the backcourt now in possession back to Centralia. That was a good response, too. switch. No, you take them.
Unfortunately, that leads to some wide open shots, though.
Yeah. Hey, you sacrifice it for the better good. 22-19, Moberly 220, first quarter. Allegrito, twists, bounce pass, left block, Bennett, layup, left rim, rebound Moberly. Lady Spartans right to left, 205 first half. Near side jumper, Flood, right rim, tipped up. And Centralia rebounds. Good play by Bennett underneath. Tap that right to herself. The daughter of Centralia's Hall of Fame head football coach, Earl Bennett. Now on the school board a couple of years post-football. Minute 45, first half. 22-19, Moberly. Patient possession for the Lady Panthers. Allegrito near corner, two switch.
She caught it right there in the corner, but as she went to go into her shot form, her toe was barely on that line.
Allegrito with 8 in the first half, a first-year varsity player.
She's making her presence known right here in this consolation game.
22-21, Centralia trails, minute 15, first half. Right wing, Koenig. Black brace on the right knee. 3 up top, Billington, swish. Billington with 13.
Moberly did exactly what you want to do against the zone. Pass, get that zone moving as Centralia almost turned it over. But Centralia got a little sluggish there, moving back and forth. Wide open shot for Billington.
25-21. Moberly leads 45 seconds first half. It's loose. Moberly grabs, but throws it to Centralia. Bennett, right block, left, 2 and a foul.
Yeah, Vesta was wanting a tie up there, but the ball was never quite in anybody's hands. It just kept juggling up and down on the floor and then in somebody's hands, but never quite had possession of it. Bennett ended up getting possession of it finally off of a pass from Simpkins and just went wide open for it. Leia.
I usually hesitate to make such statements because you just never know, but I say this comfortably thinking that Tony Vestal would agree. This feels like one of those games so far with the quick turnaround. Centralia just seems like it wants it more right now, and they have a lot more depth, which plays in. You know, they're running 10, 11 goals out there already.
Yeah, even pardon me, in her interview with Schimmer, she said, I'm not going to be afraid to go to my bench. She's going to need to in order to stay in this game, too.
Moberly up 2, second free throw missed. 23 seconds first half. So, again, all things considered, Centralia out-hustling Moberly, but Moberly still up and the opportunity to hold for one shot. Into the middle, Gaines, right block, layup, bottom of the backboard. Rebound Centralia. Bostic scurries front court. Shoots it way early. Almost banks it in. Long rebound near side. One. Hunter gets it up. But strong. 25-23. Moberly leads at the half on Quicks.
Now more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
The new year is off and running with great deals on 2109 Polaris off-road vehicles. During the new year's sales event, you can get low financing and rebates up to $1,000 on high-performance RZRs, versatile Generals, unstoppable sportsmen, and hard-working Rangers. Stop in Extreme Recreation in Brookfield today for more information on these great deals. Offers valid in the U.S. through February 28, 2019 on 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Subject to credit approval, offers vary by model year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Providing fast, accurate service and personal knowledge of your prescriptions to keep you safe is more than a goal. It's what we do at Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia. This is Mike Kincaid. Personal service is a priority at Kincaid Pharmacy. That's why we deliver prescriptions in Centralia, Sturgeon, and Hallsville. We are open at 7 a.m. to make it more convenient for you to pick up your prescriptions or get one filled. For your parents' safety, ask about our new RX Safe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia today. View KincaidPharmacy.com.
There are times when you can wait, and there are times when you need that part repaired now to get back up and running. Herndon Welding and Machine of Centralia is a full-service welding and machine shop. Aluminum, cold-rolled, high-carbon, or stainless steel, Herndon Welding and Machine will repair your equipment and have you up and running as soon as possible. If your part can't be repaired, they will fabricate a new one to get you back in business. Stop by Herndon Welding and Machine, located at Highway 151 in Centralia, Mid-Missouri's full-service welding shop.
Welcome back to Macon High School. As we have the Mobley Lady Spartans and the Centralia Lady Panthers at halftime, with Mobley leading 25-23. We'll go over some score totals for Mobley. Billington with 4, Billington with 13, and she's really been the catalyst so far for this Mobley team. Payne with 4, Koenig with 4, and Martin with 2. No, I'm sorry. Koenig with 4, and that rounds out 25-23 lead for Mobley. For Centralia, Dickerson has 2. Melagrito with her first opportunity this year to play for Centralia with 8 early. Bennett with 4, Simpkins with 3, Claire Hunter with 4, and Hyman with 2. We will be back at the Macon tournament in 2 minutes.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panther and Lady Panthers.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work, and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
When you have a shortage of grass or hay, it's more important than ever to crate feed your calves. This is Dwayne at Shelton Seed in Centralia. By creep feeding your calves, they'll be bigger and healthier at weaning time. Plus, it takes the pressure off the cow so she'll be in good condition to breed back. Shelton Seed offers you Purina products such as Great Starts, Stocker Grower, Accuration, and Liquid Accuration. Because Purina keeps your cow herd in excellent condition and your calves growing faster and healthier from the start. We also have creep feeders to rent at Shelton Seed, the Partners Producers Trust in Centralia.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Eric Duke Stewart Cox at Macon High School as we have the boys championship of the Macon tournament to follow this. Stuart, what are we looking forward to in that boys game?
I'm actually very excited for this game. Me being a Centralia alum, I can't obviously root for anybody, but Mobley coming off a big
win.
You
didn't even have to say it.
I know, but it's important to know where my roots.
Nobody cares. I'm just kidding.
Anyways, this Mobley team, we've done a couple of games for them so far this year, and they are – Braden Weichert can be a handful sometimes. So we'll see what Scott Humphrey and his crew has in store for him.
He's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Dewitt. Mobley Lady Spartans lead this one 25-23 at the half in the consolation final on the girls' side. We'll have the boys' game to follow. This is brought to you by Thomas Motors and Full Line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Mobley Motors, Sonic Drive-In, Smith Heating and Cooling, and Glenn's Garage Doors. He's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Dewitt. Second half coming up next on Quicks.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Start of the second half. Moberly leads Centralia 25-23 in the Macon Tournament Girls Consolation Final. Eric Duick, Stewart Cox. Moberly possession left to right. And Stewart, Centralia in that zone again to open the second half.
Yeah, it really gave Moberly fit so far at the end of the first half, so we'll see how it plays out in the rest of the game.
Near side, Payne fouled on a jump shot, and it's three.
Yeah, that's one of those that's a silly foul about 25 feet from the basket. So we'll see how this plays out. It may pay out. Bet may want her to shoot free throws versus three. You never know. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Payne's first of three. True. ...26-23, Moberly 17 seconds into the second half. And Payne, second, misses right. Third for Payne, off left, rebound Centralia. 20 seconds into the second half, down 26-23 with the basketball right to left. Dickerson shovels right wing, Simpkins back in after two fouls in the first half. Up top, Simpkins swings near side. Hunter left block over the shoulder and
good move there by Claire Hunter. Catching it on the low block, turning over her left shoulder for the layup.
Almost a forced turnover, but possession stays. Moberly on the far side out of bounds, 26-25. Moberly 50 seconds into the third quarter. Left corner, Payne. Reset, Flood. Bounce pass, middle. Kick out. Moberly works the perimeter. Left side, Payne. Scoops up top. Moberly yet to get it into the teeth of this zone defense. And a three-second call on Moberly.
Good defensive execution there by Centralia. Just couldn't quite get it in. Baughman actually had it in the middle of the lane, but didn't turn her back. She had her back to the basket, didn't turn and face up, and that cost her maybe 2 points with a wide-open shot. Good defense by Centralia.
Who has the ball in the front court, minute 20 into the third quarter, down 26-25. Right corner, Simpkins launches three, in and out, rebound Oliver. Moberly ball left to right. Home whites, blue numbers, red trim. Right block layup, Baughman, right rim. Rebound Centralia. Brett Boyer just kind of tossed the towel to himself and caught it in disbelief there. Moberly assistant coach. Left block, Bennett kicks it out. Near corner three, Bostic. We had a whistle first, though. 3 seconds. Back-to-back 3 seconds called. You do not see that very often.
You don't see that called very often one time in a game, let alone back-to-back right. Possessions from each team.
2 minutes into the third, 26-25. Moberly with the ball left to right. Near corner, Billington. Rifles far side. Reset Payne straight away. into the near short corner, Baughman. One hands it near side. Jumper, Billington, left rim. Rebound, Centralia. Bostic navigates near side. Dickerson, tape on the right forearm. Far side, Simpkins. Throws right corner. Bostic hoists a three, swish. Centralia in front, 28-26, 5:20 third quarter.
The execution so far by Centralia cannot be overstated so far. They have just played out, come on defense, playing aggressive zone defense. Normally with the zone, sometimes you see them sit back, let them kind of work the zone. No, they are not letting Mobley do anything.
Mobley still on the perimeter against the zone. Bobbled and stolen, but taken right back, Payne. Near corner, Flood. Fires far side. Jumper, Baughman, left rim. Offensive rebound, Payne. Circles, runner, back rim. Rebound, Dickerson. Centralia right to left. Outlet right wing. Simpkins launches three, back rim. Long rebound, far side, Mobley ball. Outlet, Flood. The Lindenwood signee chucks a three, air ball. Out of bounds baseline, and this game has gotten a little wild. Centralia possession, 28-26 at leads, 4:25 third quarter.
You can say it's gotten a little wild, but I actually don't mind either one of them shots. One of them was in a – on a. Both of them actually were on fast breaks. Simpkins kind of come with the hot hand, kind of trying to keep Centralia going. The whole bench stood up with a three in the hand and three in the air trying to make it.
Travel, possession back to Mobley. But, yeah, you're totally right. It's a transition three. Nothing wrong with that
and,
in this day and age.
And Billington, the way that she can shoot, I didn't mind that three either. She was It was kind of one-on-two, but nobody was really around her. I actually liked both shots.
Almost the middle of the third quarter, 28-26 Centralia. Left corner, Flood, drives, 10. Footer, front rim, tipped up. Offensive rebound stays Mobley. Baughman tapped to Billington. The fires left block layup. Oliver hacked and free throws.
Yeah, it was a really good find by Billington. The zone had kind of moved, shifted all the way to the left, to the right of the basket. And Centralia kind of got off, didn't really know where Oliver was.
That's the second on Hunter as Oliver swishes the first. That's her first point. Her second ties it at 28. 3:48 third quarter.
Probably coming out with a little three-quarter court press right now.
Pass left block layup. Bennett all alone for two.
And Centralia's execution to break that. They must have known that they do it all the time around the third quarter range. Guess we'll see if Mobley wants to stay in it.
Flood jumper ties it up. Tied at 33-22 third quarter. Right corner, Simpkins. Over the head, middle swing near corner. Into the left block, Bennett. Layup in front again. ...32-30 Centralia, 3 minutes third quarter. Right elbow, Baughman, swing left side. Bounce pass left short corner, Oliver. Throws into traffic, steal. Centralia, outlet far side, Simpkins, twist, right block, blocked away. Baughman jumps on it, now it's loose again. Centralia tie up, and a jump ball. Koenig checks in. Oliver out. Bennett and Hunter out for Centralia, Bostic and Hyman in. Baseline inbound, Centralia. Into the right corner. Simpkins flies a three short. Rebound, Mobley. 32-30, Mobley trails, 2:30 third quarter. Billington carves middle, kicks out. Baughman near side three. That's a rare one. Back iron. Over the back call. Possession stays Mobley. That's three on Simpkins.
Yeah, and that was a really good job by Koenig right there to box out Simpkins. Simpkins just went over the back, and that's three early. And I think Melagrito, yep, is coming in to take her place right now. And that just goes to show you that how confident Becca Schimmer is with her bench. With three fouls, some of these Mobley Spartans don't quite have three fouls yet. As Billington hits a corner three to go up by one. But as soon as she got her third foul, she was right off the floor. Mobley may stick with some of theirs if they have three fouls.
33-32 Mobley, 2:08 third quarter. Centralia ball. Right wing Hyman over the head, right block. Layup blocked for the foul call.
And as I say that, Mendure got her third foul.
Emma Holmes just into the game and switches a free throw. Holmes is second for the lead. Doesn't fall. Tipped up. Rebound Moberly. Tied at 33. 2 minutes, third quarter. Flood stops up top. Bounce pass middle. Oliver. Kick out. Reset. Straight away. Flood. Scoops left wing into the left corner. Koenig. Another reset. Centralia is still in his zone. Billington rockets near side. A lot of ball movement.
And that's exactly what you want to do against the zone is keep moving the ball and make Centralia move. But right now it hasn't seemed like it's phasing Centralia as they get the defensive rebound. But that's really good discipline by Centralia because you might want to get a little bit lazy there sometimes.
Right side, Dickerson, bounce pass.
Good look.
Layup drops in.
Good look by Dickerson, dropping it right off to Bostic for the layup.
35-33 Centralia. Minute 05, third quarter. Foul called. Mobley was about to have a wide open three, actually, but they called the foul before the kick out. First on Dickerson. Near wing three, Koenig. Short, long rebound, Billington. Jump shot, back iron, offensive board, Oliver. Stays Mobley. Inside a minute, third quarter. Mobley down two. Left side jumper, Flood, well short. Rebound Centralia.
Becca Schimmer doing her homework, calling out the play like Tony Vessel's done a couple times this game.
Bounce pass near wing, Bostic. Twist, throws near side. Bennett layup, drops in. She has 10, 37-33 Centralia. It's largest lead of the afternoon. Seconds, third quarter. Mobley wants to hold for one, down four. Koenig rifles far side. 5 seconds. Bounce pass up top. Three. Flood draws a foul and free throws.
I thought that might have been on the floor, maybe on the pass, but they got that on the shot.
And it's three on Hyman.
Yep.
Mobley led by as many as eight early. 2.5 seconds, third quarter. Mobley down four, Flood to the line for two.
The referees actually got together to decide whether it was going to be on the shot.
First shot through.
A couple of the assistants for Centralia are beside themselves. Can't believe that they called that on the shot.
Flood second, cuts it to two. 37-35 Centralia. 2 seconds, third quarter. Hyman right side one, holds on, and the quarter ends. 37-35 Centralia's lead on Quicks and CentralMelanco.com.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Make in Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or a new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Start of the fourth quarter, 37-35. Centralia leads entering a quarter for the first time today. Eric Duick, Stuart Cox, Macon Tournament Consolation Final. Centralia in search of its 10th victory of the year. Moberly already 10-6. In fact, Moberly victors of five of its last six, and it opens the fourth with possession. Near wing Payne. Rainbow Spar, side Billington. Flies it back near side, but it's tipped and stolen. 2-on-1. Left block layup. Bennett rolls in.
That was good defense by Bennett. She just timed that perfectly and jumped right in front of that pass.
Centralia back up 4:30 seconds into the fourth. Right block layup. Billington cuts into the deficit.
That's her first points of the second half, too. She really needs to get going if Mobley's going to stay in this and take the lead and win it.
She is 18. 39-37 Centralia, 7:15 to play. Near side, Dickerson, stop and start. Step back, jump shot connects. It's a three. 42-37 Centralia, its largest lead.
I think Coach Schimmer is more excited that she made that than she was. Schimmer was excited. Baughman has got to turn around right there and right at the free throw line. As it turns out that, as I say that, Billington hits a three, but Baughman catches it and nobody's around her at the free throw line. If she turns, she can hit that or take a dribble in and make a shot.
But the Billington three makes it 42-40 Centralia with possession, a minute 20 into the fourth. Near side, Dickerson. Circles up top, tries another three air ball. Offensive board, Bennett follow, Buck from behind Baughman. Moberly rebound. Flood, turnover. Left block, layup, Dickerson rolls in.
Yeah, Flood actually ran into Baughman. Baughman was trying to get down the court, and Centralia was pressuring her, and she just ran in and lost it. Dickerson came in from behind and had a wide open layup there.
Into the middle, Baughman layup, in and out, tipped up, offensive board. Flood, 8-footer, good. ...44-42 Centralia. Pace picking up. 2 minutes into the fourth. Near side handoff tips. Loose ball. Foul on Billington.
Now that's her that's her third foul. But you're almost okay with that. In the sense of she's diving after a ball. She almost poked it away and then going for it. Didn't quite get the ball. Ended up getting the body of the Centralia offensive player.
44-42 Centralia, 5:40 to go. Right side Simpkins. Hooks at the right block. Fade away. Short but in. What a bounce.
That hit the front of the rim, bounced up somehow. It hit the top of the rim and then fell right down. That was good shooter's touch.
46-42 Centralia, 5:25 to go. Into the middle, Baughman kick out. Billington open three, left side, back rim. Long rebound, tipped up. Stays Moberly. Billington off the screen, stops right wing, launches for three, and hits. 46-45, Moberly trails and takes a timeout. 5:08, fourth quarter on Quicks.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
.508 fourth quarter, 46-45. Centralia leads Moberly. Centralia possession. Pace just picked up quite a bit.
Yeah, and that's actually not, maybe not what you want, what you will think you will see being a zone on one end. And Centralia is actually the execution on offense. They're actually running their set, so you wouldn't think that it would necessarily be a fast-paced game. But we got it, and it's 45-46 with Centralia to lead. We got a good game here.
Moberly quick timeout after that Billington three. She is 24.
Yeah, and she only had 13 to start the second half, too. So only, I say that she's almost doubled it. But up until about a couple minutes ago,
yeah,
she still had 13. So she's gone on a little run along with Centralia as Centralia turns it over.
Possession of Moberly. Down 1, 3 minutes into the fourth. Billington lobs near short corner. Kick out. Billington right wing. Hooks up top. Lobs back near side. Flood near side 10. Footer good.
And this whole second half, it almost seems like Centralia has been in control, yet it's Moberly with the one-point lead.
4:30 to play. Out of bounds, far side. Back to Moberly.
Yeah, Simpkins got right over half court and right at that corner where you don't want to pick the ball up. She picked it up and got double teamed. Ended up actually stepping out of bounds.
Payne swings near side. Billington hoists another three left rim. Rebound Centralia. Outlet far side. Simpkins zigzags into the front court. Too
ooh.
Strong. And then she fouls with her momentum. She was trying to pick up a rolling ball and bobbled it and then crashed right into Payne and picked up the foul.
Yeah, that rolling ball happened to roll right to Payne. So whenever her momentum finally stopped, Payne is what actually stopped it. And that's four on her.
She stays in for now, though. Moberly up one with possession, minute into the fourth. Left wing Boffman into the left corner, back Boffman. Oliver straight away, lobs left block into traffic, Flood layup. Can't finish. Rebound Centralia. Outlet far side Simpkins. Runner, side of the backboard. Rebound Billington. Moberly ball. Billington scurries front court. Stops up top. Bounce pass left side. Too strong. Turnover. Back to Centralia.
Yeah.
3:42, fourth quarter. 47-46, Moberly.
Centralia Simpkins actually hit the deck on that one, but I think it was because she was a little bit out of control. The ball actually went off almost the side of the backboard, so I think that's why the call didn't actually get called there.
Now Simpkins gets the brief breather with her four fouls and Boffman fouls on the other side.
That's her fourth.
That it is. Flood's been able to avoid a third, though. Billington's been able to avoid a fourth. Those two had been in early foul trouble. Near wing, Hyman. Into the near corner, Bostic. The pitch is near wing. Reset. Right side three, Mellegrito. Left rim, offensive board, Hyman at the left block. Over the shoulder, off glass, left. Tipped around.
Oh.
And a foul called. Is that on?
Yep. That's five on Boffman.
That's on Boffman, her fifth.
And that was a silly one. And she slaps the bench. I think she's frustrated with herself, but that was, I mean, Centralia had her boxed out. She just reached right over the top trying to get the ball.
And Boffman scoreless as she exits and smacks the bench there. Right wing, Finley bombs a three short. Almost looked like it went through. I think it hit the bottom of the net.
I thought it did there for a second.
Good job by Peyton Matthews and the crew not to fall for that one.
And Moberly. Moberly could have easily taken it out of bounds, and it would have been Centralia ball. Seen that a couple times.
47-46. Moberly leads with possession, 2:50 fourth quarter. Hey, I saw making a score on its own basket in this gym in Moberly's season opener, so you never know. Near wing, Billington. Spirals far side. Kanan catch and shoot three. Yes, sir. Timeout, Centralia, 50-46. Moberly, 2:33 of fourth quarter. You're listening to Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Moberly leads Centralia, 2:33 to go. Stuart, reiterate some of what you were just saying over the commercial about Centralia. It's really felt like they've had the upper hand, but not when you look at the scoreboard.
Well, yeah, Centralia's actually down by four with 2.5 left, so there's plenty of time. No need to panic. But it seems like Centralia's been in control this whole entire game, yet we've been talking about Centralia's execution. Maybe we should be talking about Tony Vestal talking about in his execution, because they came down. Centralia was giving them fists with the zone. Coming out in the second half, they haven't necessarily had a lot of open shots, but they've been moving that zone, and over time, that will get tiring. Even though we've talked about a zone trying to, as Melangrito hit the three, down by one, but Centralia has actually been in control of this game, and it's now a one-point game, Centralia trailing, actually.
50-49, Moberly 2:05, fourth quarter.
Melangrito with 11 now, off the bench.
She averages two a game. Left elbow Oliver. Inside 2 minutes, fourth quarter, 50-49 Moberly with possession. Making tournament consolation championship. Flood in the middle. Passes right block Oliver. Lamp, no foul, and free throws.
Good sportsmanship by there for Flood to pick up Bennett. I thought Bennett might have actually been there, but her body must have, her hands must have been pointing down,
yeah,
trying to block it.
Yep. I think the impressive part of that was Flood finding a way to get the pass off to Oliver.
I'm
it was
not
kind
sure
of a,
she meant to.
I don't think she really even had possession. She kind of touch passed it over.
Yeah. Oliver misses the first one.
1 point game, minute 45 to go. Oliver second short. Long rebound, Bennett far side. 50-49 Moberly. Centralia possession right to left. A minute 40 to go. Near corner Bostic. She hit a three from that spot earlier. Reversal. Lob right block. Bennett tipped out of bounds. Stays Centralia. Inbound in the middle. Bennett right block. Layup. Centralia back in front. 51-50 Centralia. And a 20 to go. Moberly ball left to right. Billington crosses over, dribbles off screen left, scoops back. Payne right side, minute 10, fourth quarter. Flood up top, zips near side. Payne for three, got it!
Rattled in. That was a big, cold-blooded shot there by Payne.
53-51 Moberly, minute 02, fourth quarter. You know what? Sometimes you start going and that fatigue doesn't play as much of a part as you think it might. I think it did in the first half a little bit, but
absolutely,
I don't know now.
Absolutely. Both teams look real sluggish, but now the pace is actually so fast, you would think they'd be more tired now. But adrenaline's going. I mean, you got to not necessarily a rival, but you're only 30 minutes away, so you kind of know each other. So it's almost just in their DNA that they're not going to get tired and just keep going up and down the floor.
53-51, Moberly leads, minute 02 to go. And how about that from Michaela Payne, as Moberly's just needed scoring from other parts, and there it comes through.
And she was 8 for 23 to come into the game, and now she's hit two of them already here tonight. So they've been real big shots, too.
53-51 Mobley, minute 02 to go. What are you looking for down the stretch?
Just for them to keep executing. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's a two-point game, so one-possession game. Mobley, or Centralia, actually has the ball. But both teams this second half has been executing so well that everything's just going to everybody's plan. So we'll just see who can keep executing down the stretch.
Mobley leads Centralia. Centralia possession, right to left, minute 02 to go.
Ooh.
Inbound miscommunication, possession of Centralia. That will madden Becca Schemmer. They weren't on the same page. One person cut away, and the ball went to the spot where she left. And in a game like this, that possession means everything.
Absolutely.
Flood cuts left side. Pass up top. Mobley leads 53-51 inside a minute, fourth quarter. Flood twists. Bounce pass left side, Billington. 53-51 Mobley, 52 seconds left. Left side, Flood. Bump foul, and that's free throws. And if you had two players in a dribble drive handoff exchange with the other team in foul trouble, you wanted those two. It's Flood who's on the line.
Yeah, absolutely. Billington, the one that's doing the was the one that was coming around to maybe pick up the ball.
Flood's 1-1 in.
And I was just about to say, it actually surprised me. Simpkins isn't in as she checks in.
Flood second to make it a four-point lead does. 55-51 Mobley, 45 seconds left. Those two free throws so big right now. Centralia not necessarily a quick offense type of team. Near side, Dickerson, bounce pass near wing. Melagrito, 35 seconds. Right side, Bostic, timeout. Becca Schemmer, full timeout. We'll take it to 55-51 Mobley, 34 seconds to play. Centralia ball when we return.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and oven-baked sandwich or eight-piece boneless wings, topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
Mobley leads Centralia, 30 seconds left. What are you looking for Centralia?
Well, it's a four-possession game, so you need to actually score quick. Like you said, they're not really a fast-scoring team. But the way that both of these coaches has drawn up plays, I look for Centralia to try to get a shot up real quick. I mean, Becca Schemmer can draw up a play just about as good as anybody, so we'll see what she comes out to do.
I think you got to get to the rim here as quick as you can. They wanted to get into their offense and not have to call a timeout, obviously, there, but no choice. Seconds left, 55-51. Mobley Centralia inbound far side. Bostic snatches straight away. Swings near side, Melagrito. Up top, Bennett thought about three. Instead, back for Melagrito, who drives near side. Runner rolls off far side. Offensive board follow, blocked. Loose at the baseline, out of bounds. Mobley ball.
Yeah, I think the play actually was for Kyra Dickerson to come around the top on a couple of screens, but Mary Kay didn't quite have anybody to screen, so she just turned around and she actually caught the ball. So I'm wondering if Centralia didn't quite execute what they wanted to do as Flood is fouled and getting ready to go shoot a 1-1 with Centralia only their ninth foul. But I'm wondering if that's actually what happened, because Kyra was coming off a couple of screens, but there was nobody to screen there. So Mary Kay Bennett just turned around and caught it.
Flood 1-1 with a 4-point lead. 19 seconds left. Make it a 5-point lead.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, Flood is the one that you wanted at the stripe.
her second true. 57-51 Mobley, 19 seconds left, 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them on Quicks.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
One Moberly, 19 seconds left. Centralia here needs a bucket in a matter of seconds.
Absolutely. 6-point game. You got 19 seconds. I look for them just to go down. I mean, you almost need a three at this point. Three possessions is kind of – it's a two-possession game, but if you go for layups, it's three. So I look for them to do a couple screens and Simpkins just to get open for a three.
19 seconds left. Centralia ball down six. Melagrito dashes into the front court. Lobs, left block, Simpkins, 13 seconds. Need to make a decision here. Spins, fade away, back rim, offensive board. Bennett at the left block, foul called on Koenig.
It was 6 seconds, 6-point game. That'll just about do it.
Baseline inbound, Dickerson. Centralia, or Moberly rather, just five team fouls. Inbound up top, Bostic. 5 seconds. 3 for Melagrito. 2. Passes up top Bostic, and Centralia never gets a shot off to end it. 57-51 Moberly. The Macon Tournament consolation champions and 11-6 on the year. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. We'll give that to Mary Billington with her game-high 24 points. Couldn't really miss much down the stretch. We'll take a timeout, come back, some final thoughts from Stewart in just a moment on Quicks.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
The folks at Travis Noe Funeral Home, located at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville, are ready to serve you and your family's funeral needs during your time of sorrow. They offer pre-arranged plans so you can alleviate your family of that burden. Travis Noe Funeral Home is always there for you with their caring and professional staff to help you in your time of need. Stop by Travis Noe Funeral Home at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville or give them a call at 660-665-1300 today for any questions you may have.
Welcome back to Macon High School as we're in, ready for the Macon Tournament Championship between Centralia and Moberly. But first, we want to talk about the final thoughts of the Centralia Moberly Girls Consolation. So Moberly with the 57-51 win, and I think it just came down to at the end of the game, Moberly just executed a little bit better than Centralia did. But overall, it was a fantastic game. And you got to give props to both coaches for their execution and for their prep that they had for both games.